I'm Olivia, and I studied abroad in London last fall. And I'm going to be talking about how a terrorist attack really changed my mind and opened my mind about terrorism and how to live in London and live in Europe when all that stuff was going on. So, the summer before I was going to London, there were several extremely serious terrorist attacks that were on London and on the surrounding areas. And during that time over the summer, they completely freaked me out, completely freaked my family out, and they even caused my best friend's family to pull her out of the program because they were so scared about anything happening to us when we were there. And it really felt like going to Europe was one of the worst decisions we could have made. It was so risky to make at that time, and it really felt like we'd be in constant danger every day. And it seemed very easy at the time to use that as a reason to either change our abroad location or to not go abroad at all. But everyone on the program and some like friends and family members really urged me to stick with it. But on the second week we were in London, my friends and I were on our way to Bath for the day, just on a day trip, and we were on the train and we heard about a bomb explosion going off on the tube.
Oh, wow.
And it was so freaky. It was just kind of crazy to realize that that stuff was actually happening near us in London while we were there. And the more I read about everything online, I realized that the bomb went off at the same tube stop that I was getting off for my internship every day. So it was so close to home, so close to me, and it was really affecting like my actual experience in London just because that was where I would be multiple days a week. And I started to panic after that. And in the days after, my parents and I were talking, and we thought maybe it would be best if I didn't take the tube to my internship at all and start Ubering there. My friends and I obviously all freaked out about getting around in London every day after that happened. So we made all these plans to pretty much avoid the tube, which is a subway, at all costs, and just stick to Uber and buses for the rest of our time abroad. And it just seemed like that would be the most reasonable and safe plan for the rest of our time in London.
Do you feel like that would have been kind of difficult though? Like, aren't the buses way slower than the tube?
Yeah, everything's definitely slower, but I think we were all just so freaked out at the time that we were like, we have to change what we're doing. Like, we need to start acting differently and just taking different courses of action to try to protect ourselves because things were happening so close to us. But after I started my internship and I started talking to my coworkers about their take on the attack, I realized that you need to take those things with a grain of salt sometimes, and you need to realize that you can't just stop your life and stop doing your everyday things just because you're living in fear that there's a one in a million chance something could happen to you. And they actually took a very surprisingly laid back and relaxed approach to dealing with the severeness of the explosion. And they basically said that whatever happens, happens. It's not going to keep them from coming into work every day. It's not going to keep them from taking the tube. They can't take the bus from 30, 40 minutes away. You know, that just isn't
Yeah, makes sense.
realistic, you know? And they taught me that you can't alter your life in fear of something crazy like that happening to you. And I think that all my coworkers definitely helped me see that even in the hours and the days after the attack, all the locals there, they carried on with their lives. They rode the tube like nothing had ever happened. And it just made me feel a little foolish for ever wanting to take such serious precautions about things after hearing about the various terrorist attacks. And I really got to understand that you can't live your life in fear anymore. And it just gave me so much confidence knowing that you can carry on with your life after that. You can live in Europe safely, but it just doesn't do anyone any good when you let the terrorists win, rather than confidently carrying on with your
Yeah,
life.
definitely. So, are you from a city then, or are you from a smaller town?
I'm from a suburb at home. Yeah, so I'm first of all not even used to living in such a big city, and then hearing about like all the attacks, I already didn't have a lot of confidence in a big city to start with. But I think that in the end, it just really helped me change my mindset and really opened up like my mind to all of that stuff.
I was just wondering, like, do you think your perspective would have been different if you already lived in the city? Do you think you would have wanted to maybe keep going on anyway? Like, I feel like living in a city, you know, it kind of makes you a little more comfortable when
Yeah,
these
I
sort of things
definitely think
happen.
if I had had more experience living in an actual city, I would have felt way more comfortable just being like, you know what, this happened, it's devastating, it's scary, but that can't stop you. Whereas when you're already used to living in a slower pace of life, it just makes you more hesitant to just carrying on, you know?
Yeah. Do you think they handled it differently in England versus like it would have been here handled here?
I definitely do, because at that time, I think there were more severe terrorist attacks going on in Europe. Than that was before the Las Vegas shooting, before a lot of that stuff happened in the U.S. in the past year and a half. So I definitely think that given the time frame, they had been more accustomed to things, and they learned from early on that you just can't stop your life.
Yeah. So do you feel like now you're way more comfortable like to go to a city, even if there is recently an attack?
Yeah, I definitely think that I would not hold myself back at all anymore, and that's not really a reason to stop your life and to stop doing the things you love and what's convenient and all that kind of stuff just because of these attacks.
Sounds like you learned a lot.
Yeah, definitely.